Is your mind a little bit like a squirrel, a little bit like my mind has been this morning, running from tree to tree and never really settling into one thing? If not, you are very lucky, but I know that mine most certainly is. It hops from pillar to post and it causes me actually in this running around more anxiety in the long run when I just can't stay focused on the task at hand. So today we're going to look at three things that we can stop doing so that we can stay more focused and we can get things done so that we can close our laptops at the end of the day, feeling that we have been productive, feeling that we have achieved something, and so that we can go and be present with our children, or we can move on to the next task and do that thing with the focus that it requires. If you are struggling to stay focused, if you are struggling to manage the balance, if you're struggling to find that balance and just manage this juggle, if you really are finding it difficult to put boundaries in place, I invite you to come and join me for a balance and boundaries coaching session where we can just look at what are the struggles that you are facing at the moment, what are the challenges, and how can we create a path for you to move out of those challenges and into a space of calm, into a space of ease, into a space where you can be focused, feel productive, feel on top of things, feel a little bit more in control. The link for signing up for a balance and boundaries coaching session is in the show notes. I would love, love, love to help you. But for now, let's get into it. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. I have done a lot of research on something called flow, and I have felt the incredible joy and that amazing feeling that comes with being in flow. And I absolutely know the antithesis to flow only too well. In fact, I know that feeling better than I know the feeling of being in flow. That antithesis to flow is that feeling of chaos, that feeling of fluster, that feeling of jumping from one thing to the next and not quite finishing that first thing, the original thing, or actually not quite finishing anything. And so I've been really interested in looking at what we do as women that causes us to jump around like a squirrel, that causes us to move from thing to thing and never quite finish one thing before we've moved on to the other thing. And what things we can do, but also what we can stop doing so that we can be more focused and we can get more things done or get things done the way that we want to. One of my biggest things that I really want to do with my life or change with my life is to start doing things properly. Stop jumping around, stop leaving one thing and moving on to another thing. Start doing things properly. So I've come up with three things that we can do in order to keep ourselves in flow, in order to keep ourselves focused. And here they are. The first thing I believe that causes us to lose focus is to have our phones on and to have our phones available to us at all times. The first thing I can offer you, the first tip I can offer you is to stop looking at your phone. You might have a visceral reaction to me saying that. But I suggest that you turn your phone off. Put it on airplane mode, or if it's just too hard having it next to you, leave it in another room. If you think that someone might need to get hold of you, turn off the notifications on your phone so that it can ring if someone calls you urgently, but anything else is unavailable to you. I really believe that notifications are the thieves of our time. They cause this dopamine hit, and we that hit of dopamine causes this need to reply instantly, to see what's happened, and then to have to get back to that person, respond to that email, respond to that message. And this is something that really robs us of our focus and our time. Like any addiction, put it down. Find a way that you can stop yourself from that craving for your phone. If it is just for 5 minutes to start with, and then it's 10 minutes, and then it's 20 minutes. Build up a resistance to the dopamine hit that comes from always having your phone available to you. The second thing to stop doing is putting off the hard things to last. I noticed this happening for me this morning. There is something that I'm trying to create, some content that I'm trying to create, and I'm feeling a kind of struggle within me about putting it down onto paper. And this morning I have put it off and put it off and put it off. And now I've got to the part of the day where actually I'm feeling that kind of slump. I'm feeling a bit less able to focus on the things that actually take much of my concentration, much of my thoughtfulness. And had I just got on with it this morning when I was feeling good, when I was feeling strong, when I was feeling ready to hit the day, it would have been much easier than it's going to be this afternoon, where I really am already tired after a busy morning. So stop doing the easy things on your list to do, on your to-do list first, and leaving the harder or maybe the not as enjoyable things until the end of the day when you're tired and you're a little bit over it. Hammer them out. Put them at the top of your to-do list and just get them done. Procrastination is also, as well as that dopamine hit of the telephone and the needing to reply instantly and the emails and the messages, procrastination is also a huge thief of focus and time. Trust me, I know this one very well. And once you've got those kind of uncomfortable things out of the way, there's actually this feeling of accomplishment and relief. I'm sure you can completely relate to this. When you have done that thing that you've been putting off, that incredible feeling of accomplishment that really actually energizes us. It motivates us to get on with the other things on our to-do list. Whereas when we're sitting with that thing that we just feel uncomfortable about, or we just keep putting off, we have the heaviness of that task still hanging over us. So do the hard thing first, or do the uncomfortable thing first. Get it out the way, and then use the energy that having done that with provides you to move on to the next thing, to feel in flow, to get motivated to do the rest of the to-do list. If you are anything like so many of the mums that I talk to, you are absolutely exhausted and frazzled by trying to get everything done, by trying to fit everything into the time that you have. You feel the weight of the mental load that you're carrying for everybody around you while you try to work so hard to respond to their needs. And you just wish you had a moment to breathe. You wish you had another 24 hours in the week to get everything done that does need to be done. And you feel like you just long to create more time. I'd love to invite you to join me for a free workshop on the 23rd of April at 11 a.m. SAST, where we are going to look at the root of your overwhelm and exhaustion. We're going to look at how you can build your capacity so that you have more energy, you can be more focused, you can get more done, and we're going to look at how you can actually prioritize time for yourself without feeling guilty and still meet the needs of everyone around you. I'd love for you to come and join me at this workshop. This could be the first step to changing your life as you start to take back your time and start to do some of the things that you love too. Join me, invite friends to join us on the day. If you can't make it, you can still register and get playback. Join us at bit.ly/takebacktimeworkshop. We'll see you there. The third thing to stop doing is letting your mind take you down that path to something else, to some other task, to some other activity. If we let our squirrel minds control our actions and our lives, we will never get anything done. Be aware of your thoughts. Notice them. Be in charge of them. When you see them running off down a path that is not the path that you're on, notice this, and instead of aggressively or angrily or irritatedly pulling them back, just gently bring them back to the task at hand. Remembering that feeling, use that feeling that comes with achieving something and being productive. Go to that feeling of what it feels like to have finished a task. Go to that feeling. Induce that feeling into your body. What's it going to feel like when I've done this thing that I'm working on at the moment? It's going to feel great. I'm going to feel relieved. I'm going to feel accomplished. I'm going to feel pleased with myself. I'm going to be able to be present with the next thing. And use this feeling, once again, to motivate you to get this task done. And once you settle into that feeling, once you settle into that task and you've brought your mind gently back to it, you will find it so much easier to get into flow, to get into productivity. And then you notice it going off again and you gently bring it back. Charlotte, this is what we're working on at the moment. I see you wanting to go over there and do something else. I know this is perhaps getting a little bit boring, or it's getting a little bit uncomfortable, or it's getting a little bit difficult, but let's just stay here and be with this task at hand. I'm going to manage my thoughts. I'm not going to let them manage me. We're going to manage our thoughts so that we can focus, we can do what needs to be done right now, and then we can move on to the next task. We can do that one properly, then we can move on to the next one, and then we can move on to the next one. So these three things: put away your phone or turn off the notifications on your phone, put your phone onto airplane mode so that you're not receiving that dopamine hit, you're not reacting to the world outside you, you're staying focused on the task at hand. Do the hard thing first. Make the hardest thing of your day the first thing that you accomplish so that you have the feeling of that joyful feeling of accomplishment to motivate you, to push you through the rest of the to-do list. And the third thing is just to manage your thoughts. Gently bring them back to the task at hand. Don't let them pull you out of your path of flow, out of this thing that we're focused on, onto the next thing, but just gently pull yourselves back to where you are. Our natural practice is to get carried away by the stress of everything that needs to be done and the to-do list that's in our heads. Whether this is at work, whether this is at home, we just get so caught up in all the things that need to be done. Oh, maybe if I do this and then I'll do that. And oh, I forgot about that. Oh, but the trick to getting it all done is to focus. And in order to do this, we have to take back control from the things that are robbing us of that focus. So stop doing these three things and see what happens for you. As you change your natural practice to one of intentionality, being present with one task at a time, I really invite you to come and join us in our Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. Come and join us in that community. Share with us what it's like to be focused. Share with us what are the things that stop you from being focused. It's a wonderful space where we can all learn from each other, encourage each other, and I would love to see you there. Otherwise, we'll see you next week, and I hope that you have fun practicing these three things, or practicing not doing these three things, and finding that flow and finding that focus this week. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.